Hey folks, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode is the fourth in a series on dropship content. Okay, so content for your dropshipping stores, high ticket dropshipping, e-commerce, branded products, dropshipping. Really, this is going to be for any type of e-commerce store. All right, guys, let's get into it. So outsourcing content is the topic of this one. Outsourcing is basically means hiring somebody else to do it for you, okay? If you're not aware of how outsourcing works, usually the best way to go about when you first get started is to go to a platform where it's very affordable, because you don't want to make a mistake by hiring some expensive person and then having something bad done, and then you're just burned out on it forever. Okay, so the best platform I recommend to go to for starting out, so that you can pay very little money and get some decent results, so that you can kind of then grow from there. Okay, if that's the type of person you are, is to go to a platform like Fiverr. Fiverr is a platform where everything costs $5 and up. Okay, so I recommend Fiverr because everything's very cheap and affordable, and it's easy to get started with outsourcing. You can outsource any number of tasks there. I will say that with a caveat that a lot of stuff on Fiverr does suck, and there are some really good things on Fiverr that cost a lot more than $5. Okay, so just to keep that in mind, that you always will get what you pay for when it comes to outsourcing. If you are interested in checking out Fiverr, get 20% off your first order at my link, ecommerceparadise.com/Fiverr, Fiverr. All right, so I'm going to talk about more platforms here in a minute. That's my first best platform to start with when you're first getting out there, and then I'm talking about how to hire someone full-time when you get to that point when you're ready for it. But we're talking about outsourcing content here, so how do we do that? Content is one of those things where you really, really, really need somebody to speak in the language of your customer, okay? You'll understand that hopefully by the point that you're ready to outsource your target market. You'll understand them, you'll understand their needs and wants, and like kind of people they are and stuff like that. And if you don't, then I highly recommend doing that first. You really need to know your target market, okay? Know what type of people they are, their want, their desires, the things that keep them up at night, things that get them excited during the day, things that, you know, whatever. You need to know them, you need to know their language, the types of words they use, and all that good stuff before you start writing content. Because when you write content with them in mind, with their language, with, you know, their needs and wants and desires, you're going to really hit them a lot harder with it, okay? It's going to resonate with them a lot more, and they're going to be way more likely to, you're going to have a way better effect on them with that type of content. So before you go about hiring somebody outsourcing content, you really got to make sure that you're going to find somebody who already knows that target market or is willing to research that target market and understand them, okay? So it goes without saying that hiring somebody on Fiverr for a one-off article, you're probably not going to get those kinds of results, obviously, because that person probably most likely doesn't know that. Okay, so what I usually do when I'm looking for somebody for a one-off article is that I look for somebody who's already in that industry, who's already written a lot of content in that industry, and ask them to provide some examples, okay? So if they've already written a lot of content in my industry, then great. They're probably more than likely going to be able to just write a one-off article for me, no problem. But if they haven't, they're not going to go through the whole research process just to write one article for me, right? It doesn't make sense on their end. So think about that from your perspective as well. Wouldn't it make a lot more sense for you to go out and hire somebody who's an industry expert? Well, maybe it's not actually going to be very easy to do that as well. You know, like if your industry is very, very specific and niche, you know, let's say you sell solar panels or something like that, very complicated product. Well, it might be really hard to find somebody that's actually already an industry expert that isn't already hired full time by a big e-commerce company or blog or writes their own thing, whatever, that kind of stuff. So what I would be a lot more inclined to do is, if your industry is really niche, is first of all, know it yourself, okay? And then make a synopsis of it in some sort of a training video. That's really going to help. The other thing you can do is either or is just go out and hire somebody full-time who's going to be a writer for you, okay? Who's going to be able to spend and you know, invest their time in researching that target market enough so that they can write really good articles. And then they're also going to be able to, you know, get more orders from you on a continuous basis, okay? Outsourcing doesn't need to cost that much. That's usually what people are is thinking, like, okay, full-time, it's going to cost me a lot of money. Not necessarily. You can find people in parts of the world that speak great English and write good, really great English, for very affordable prices. And even though English might not be their first language, you can use a tool a software tool called Grammarly. You can sign up for their service. Grammarly is great because they have a free version and a paid version, and their paid version is much better than the free version. It's more in depth. And it will actually allow that person to correct the grammar on a very, very deep level. It's crazy. It's like a computer grammar fixing system, which is insane. But it works really good. And you should definitely check that out. My referral link for that is ecommerceparadise.com/grammarly. And I have a review article on my website as well. So that's usually what I do. Is I hire writers full-time for a particular niche category. They're going to be making all my product descriptions, all my blog articles, all my collection buying guides and stuff like that. All right, and they're going to use Grammarly, and they're going to be in the Philippines because the Philippines is where they are raised speaking English, and they are also very respectful and understanding of the American culture. And they use Grammarly, and also what I'll be doing, which you should do, is use a spreadsheet to organize your content. Okay, it really helps them to see the different things they need to do and, just know what work needs to be done by using a spreadsheet. So here's what needs to be done. First of all, you need to find examples of the content that you want to write. And you do this first by researching the keywords. So you need to know what keywords you are looking for. So know your target keywords, find examples of the content, and then give it to them to write. Target keywords, like for your collection buying guides, would be your category keyword, your subcategory keywords, things like that. Your keywords for product pages would be the product keyword, brand keyword, model, SKU, category and subcategory keywords, okay? Keywords for blog posts could include a mix of all of these, depending on what's in the blog post, all right? A blog post that's a little bit more generic might just be those category, subcategory keywords. A blog post that's a review specifically would be like more of those long tail, model, SKU number, brand keywords, okay? All right, and then in all your content, you really do want to also mention the keyword of your brand so that you can really start to build brand authority in your niche through your content. But once you've established what target keywords you are looking to put into the article and an example of the content you want them to write, just so they have an idea, of what it is. And if you can't find an example, then make an example for them, okay? Like make an outline of the content, like you would outline a book or something. Then you need to have them write it, and then you can publish it yourself to your website, but what I usually recommend doing is publishing it yourself to the website, make it look pretty, right? Figure out a process for doing that you like, and then film yourself doing it and talking through it, and then give that training to that VA so that they can do it themselves, okay? That same VA that writes the articles can also publish it at an hourly rate instead of a price per word rate. And by the way, when it comes to costs for full-time VAs, this kind of stuff in the Philippines for writing content, that's really good. You're usually looking at about 3 cents per word, okay, and about $5 an hour or so to publish the content the way you want it done. Really good. That's usually how it goes. If you're looking on Fiverr, you're probably looking at similar rates. $20 might get you a 1,000-word article that kind of sucks. $30 will get you one that's probably quite a bit more decent. But again, you just don't want to hire a generalized writer for a really specific niche topic article. They're just not going to do a good job with it. Okay. So if you're going to hire someone for a one-off article, I recommend making sure you hire someone in your niche already. If that doesn't exist, you're probably going to have to go the full-time route or, hire them for like 10 articles or something like that and, pay them for the research part of it as well, that kind of thing. Basically, you're hiring part-time in that sense. So that's kind of how outsourcing content goes, okay? Again, platforms, I recommend starting with Fiverr just to get your feet wet, but, again, make sure that they're in your niche, okay? There's other platforms. I recommend full-time is Online Jobs. All my team is from Online Jobs, and they're great, and they're very, very affordable. So I recommend them. You can use my referral link to check them out and sign up. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/onlinejobs, and that'll take you right to the website. Another platform I like is Upwork. I haven't used them since I started, actually. I started with Upwork when I first started with outsourcing e-commerce. I found a VA on there, and then from there I moved to Online Jobs just because it's an easier process, a lot more affordable. I don't have to pay them through the Upwork platform. I pay them through PayPal directly, so I actually get to save a little bit of money that way. And it's a similar thing with a platform called FreeUp. FreeUp is also really good. They actually pre-vet for you, so you can know that they're a little bit better people at what you're hiring, but at the same time, you still need to do some due diligence of your own, because it really Especially when it comes to very niche industries. Like for broader industries, they'll know, but like for niche industries, they probably still won't exactly have an idea. So you need to do some of your own work for it. The same kind of thing there. You can sign up for their platform. All the payments go through FreeUp and all that. You can check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/FreeUp. And it's also free with three E's. FreeUp. FreeUp. All right. So those are the platforms I recommend. Just keep in mind, guys, that you know it might not be perfect the first time, but you could always go to your writer and say, "Hey, can you adjust it, make it better, and improve it a bit here and there?" And then, you know, you can work with them on it. Okay, but the bottom line is, you got to get the content done, whether it's you or somebody else that you hire. You got to get that done. And by the way, just a food for thought, you can have these same writers write full books on your topics. So if you recognize in the Kindle store, for instance, that there's no books on your particular topic, but you have a writer that's writing guides for you, just have them write, and outline a full book for you. It might cost a few $100 or something like that, but hey, you publish it over time, it might pay off and then be a nice passive income, investment from there on out. So another great way to increase your reach as a brand. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys, on outsourcing and dropship store content. Really appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you're interested in getting started with high-ticket dropshipping and e-commerce, go to ecommerceparadise.com. Get my free webinar, free niches list, free dropshipping beginners course. Get into my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass and check out my done-for-you services. And if you have any questions, email me, Trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.